Dear Cheap Astronomy, could electrostatic lunar dust actually be useful? Einstein's Nobel Prize-winning discovery of the photoelectric effect has relevance here. On the Moon's surface, sunlight knocks electrons off lunar regolith particles, leaving them positively charged, and there is no atmosphere to subsequently discharge them back to a neutral state. Hence, being electrostatically charged, they will readily stick to anything passing by that may have a negative charge, like astronauts or rovers, for example. It's also the case that should lunar dust be thrown upwards by micrometeorites, or astronauts, or rovers, it will tend to hover, since that positively charged raised dust will be repelled by the also positively charged dust that's still on the surface, remembering the Moon is also a low-gravity environment. That floating dust creates a natural glow near the horizon, which has been remarked upon by astronauts, and that floating component adds to the general pervasiveness of lunar dust, which won't just stick to your boots, but may come to steadily cover you from head to foot after a long moonwalk or rover drive. Shadow dust and dust in the lunar night is apparently even worse. All those electrons that are freed by the photoelectric effect in sunlight, with the addition of yet more delivered in the solar wind, become a plasma flow of negatively charged electrons, which tend to stick and stay on darkened dust particles, meaning that that darkened dust develops a much stronger negative charge than sunlit dust develops a positive charge. Astronauts and rovers, having a mixed jumble of charged surfaces, are likely to attract this dust as much as the sunlit dust, and just like the sunlit dust, once lofted, this shadow dust will also tend to float above the surface for long periods. There is a long list of problems associated with electrostatically sticky lunar dust. On the Apollo missions, it began to noticeably affect airtight seals, degraded spacesuit materials, and even made the lunar module hatch more difficult to close. It stuck to solar panels, reducing their power generation efficiency, and it stuck to radiators, reducing their cooling efficiency, leading to real concerns it might cause some equipment to overheat. The dust also stuck to camera lenses, helmet visors, and windows, causing various visibility issues, and it was generally unpleasant for humans, being abrasive to the skin and irritating to the eyes, nose, and throat. Nonetheless, this electrostatic dust could indeed be made useful. Being primarily silicon, it could be melted into fused slabs for pavements and landing pads, and even for building construction, including radiation shielding. The small dust particles might also be used by advanced 3D printers to build more complex structures. The charged nature of the dust might also be turned to our advantage. Electrodynamic dust shields are proposed to repel charged dust from surfaces like solar panels and radiators, as well as windows and spacesuits. Variable electric fields could also be employed to separate and sort dust by grain size, which could be useful if 3D printing becomes a serious option. The dust could also be sorted by mineral type if the extraction of metals and even water and oxygen becomes a serious option. There is also a theoretical idea for generating power from charged dust grains. It would probably only work on a moving vehicle that has ongoing contact with fresh dust as it moves along, where each dust particle would contribute a tiny amount of power through being neutralized via a capacitative coupling mechanism. The mechanism proposed might be used on a rover moving over shadow dust with its strong negative charge. While the amount of power generated probably wouldn't be sufficient to fully power the rover, it could help top up its batteries and could be particularly useful for rovers moving through extensively shadowed areas or in the lunar night, where such rovers would be entirely dependent on battery power. There's also a potential efficiency gain for the rover's drive systems, since the neutralized dust would no longer be electrostatically sticky and hence wouldn't gum up the works the way that sticky dust would. The mechanism has been shown to work in lab conditions, but it's unclear whether it would survive the wear and tear of long-term operation on the moon's surface. But anyway, sticky electrostatic lunar dust is certainly a problem, but it could really be made useful if we throw a whole bunch of largely untested technologies at it and find that some of them actually work.